Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone, what's up? Commish, I have you coming in again. This is week four. I'm the commissioner of the Fantasy NBA Fantasy Football League. And today, hey, I got somebody coming in, calling in the league with us. He's going to be calling in on the show with us. So let me get him in so he can get introduced to him, so he can introduce himself. All right, it seems like we're experiencing some technical difficulties, so you just got to give me a few moments. And it's kind of weird that you're having technical difficulties. Who knows that I am Mr. IT Technology. So just know that this is being in my control right here. Yo, so we got you on there calling. All right, let's see. All right, Carl, let me put y'all back on, get you some music going while I continue.
Hello?
Hello, we got y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, I'm telling y'all, it's been crazy trying to get y'all in. So, hey, we finally got this started. But who we got on?
Undisputed, about to be Floyd the League champion of the world, multiple scoregasms, dropping these W's like it's hot.
I should have known when you came on. I should have known. How's it going?
It's all right, man. You already know how it's going. You know, I'm just passing out W's, bro. You know how it is over here. It's kind of hard making the stuff look so easy when I'm lying because I ain't got no competition yet. So you know how it is over here on this side of the world.
All right, cool. But, hey, we got new hosts on there. Joe, that you on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Joe, I'm sorry. That's Joe Billy.
Whoa, we got two. Oh, yeah, he got to be undefeated, too. He has to be. He's a good man right there. Good name.
Introduce yourself, Joe. What league in?
Oh, I'm in the Florida League 2. I am coach of the Hoot Elf.
Oh,
Joe Bennett. And sir, I did see you, Martha. Scoregasm.
Oh yes, I see you. You have to see me. I'm above you. It's all good.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me get this show going. So, hey, because we're in week 4 of the NBA Fantasy Football League, and, man, it's been crazy. As you can see, you know, both of the callers calling in, and, you know, hey, now is the tale of the tale. But, you know, we had some good games. One of our rookies have yet to get a victory. Hey, Joe, Marvel Scorgas, what do you have to
know
that rookie?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm sad to say I do know him. That's the guy I recommended to come in this league, but if I knew he was going to put up L's like this, winless, 0-3. Oh, that kind of hurts to say that. I would have never done that to myself nor the league, because that kind of hurts.
Right. Well, so, you know, hey, it doesn't look like things are going to change this week, too. But, yeah, you know, still, you know, once again, our rookies this year, they have to put up a shut up. You got to get your win, or then you'll be able to post in the league and be able to talk noise. You know, when we talk noise to you. But, you know, in all leagues, we still have unbeaten teams, which we have one on the league who was cool enough to sit in with us, Multiple Scorgasms. I think he's, what, number one?
I'm number three. I'm going to leave him alone. I'm going to let them have it because I want victories. I don't want points. I'm number three.
But
the good thing for me is that somebody is going to come out undefeated because I want somebody to actually have a challenge with me. When we get there, between Insane Asylum, you know, Kamish, shout out to the Kamish. Please pick against me. I asked you to, you didn't. You know, Victorious, you know, it's all good. I'm coming for you. No women allowed.
That's the one who's
not sexist, but you know how we roll.
Rolling like an 18-wheeler, pom-pom-pom. But that's going to lead us right into our Biggest Loser nominees. So, this Coach Hoodem. I'm telling you, I'm feeling some type of way with these names, right, with these picks. Like, the table is stacked against me. So, in the junior league, we have the recruit, which, you know, he didn't receive as many. I think he received, like, one vote. Man, that was just crazy. So, then we also have Spicy Cooks and Nola in the minor league. They received two votes. And then, with an astounding 6 votes out the entire league. I think it was like 8, to be honest. I'm just trying to be modest because it's me. But, hide your wife, hide your kids is the biggest loser nominee of the big leagues. So we got some other callers calling in to chime in with us. We got to make sure we got to get the Eddie Rod report. We got to get the Eddie Rod report. Let me find some music. I got to find a drop for the Eddie Rod report. Y'all got any recommendations? Wait, we got like 3 callers on the hold. Are we? Oh, Joe.
Who is? Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, the Coach Hoodem is still the other host is on the line, but we got to get to the Eddie Rod report. So just give me a few moments because I don't know what's going on, but that's how we're going to do it.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Yeah, that's what's real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't get shit. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, got to check and bounce back. Back on LAX, every week I bounce back. For real money, you know how to bounce back.
Don't know nobody, yo. Hey, do we got the Eddie Rob up in there?
Right here, ready to go.
Hey, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like a bullet in a pistol. You hear me? The Colt 45. So how you doing there, Mr. Eddie Rob?
I'm doing pretty good. How you feeling, my man?
Oh, man, I'm a little shook. You know, week 3 was, you know, a little shaky from it, but hold on.
No. I got to be something like My daddy is here.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna bounce back this week. You hear me? I'm gonna bounce back this week. But what you got looking for in the league this week for?
Well, there's a lot going on in the league right now. Let's start off with what Thursday night's game last night between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Of course, the Packers won that game 35-14. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes in that game, but there were injuries that happened along the way for the Packers, particularly running back Ty Montgomery. He suffered a hamstring injury, but it looks as though he suffered broken ribs in that game, but Coach Mike McCarthy is saying that he could play next week against Dallas, so we'll have to pay attention to that. And the big one, of course, was with wide receiver Davante Adams suffering injuries to his head and neck. The good news is that he was released from the hospital today, and he's feeling great.
Wow.
But no
he was released?
He was released from the hospital.
Wow, that's
he was
crazy.
Released from the hospital
today.
And they say that hit was real nasty. So,
cool,
but yeah,
cool.
That's the status. Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, but like I said before, Davante Adams, they took him through the concussion protocol, and again, they examined his had a head and neck injury, but has been released from the hospital, but there's no timetable on his return. So we'll pay attention to both Adams and Montgomery and to the Packers as well. In the meantime, we've got some important games coming up on this week 4. We've got the New Orleans Saints and the Miami Dolphins in London, of course. Saints injuries on the offensive line. We've got Zach Streif still battling a knee injury. He's going to be questionable for Sunday's game. Teron Armstead is also going to be questionable. He's battling a shoulder injury. Sterling Moore is going to be questionable due to a chest injury. Willie Snead, a lot of people have been talking about him, about Willie Snead's possible return. He was limited at yesterday's practice due to a hamstring injury. He's also listed as questionable. Also, linebacker Ben Henney is going to be out for Sunday's game due to a knee injury. And fullback former Green Bay Packer John Kuhn was placed on injured reserve due to a biceps injury. Also, as far as on the other end of the field for the Miami Dolphins, linebacker Ray Maaluga is questionable with a hamstring injury. Also, Kenny Stills is questionable with due to a hand injury, but it looks as though Dolphins coach Adam Gase is going to be ready to have him go for Sunday's game against the Saints. So they have him listed as questionable, but it looks as though Kenny Stills is going to play. Also, doubtful is defensive tackle Jordan Phillips. Also, some important games to pass along. We've got Baltimore and Pittsburgh taking place. Questionable for the Ravens will be tight end Benjamin Watson. He has a calf injury, but it looks as though he's leaning towards playing. Also, defensive end Brent Urban was placed on injured reserve due to a foot injury. And as for the Steelers, safety Mike Mitchell is going to be questionable due to a hamstring injury, and safety Sean Davis due to an ankle injury, and defensive end Stephon Tuitt with a biceps injury. Also, another big game, Detroit and Minnesota. Ezekiel Ansah questionable with a knee injury. Also, Don Carey, safety, questionable to play on Sunday due to a knee injury. Also, Tavon Wilson, safety, questionable due to a shoulder injury. And also, Dwayne Washington, their running back, he's been ruled out for the game against Minnesota due to a quadricep injury. Also, some other injuries to pass along. Gerard Davis is still in the concussion protocol. He's going to be questionable as well. And as for the Vikings, Sam Bradford is out for Sunday's game against the Lions, so Case Keenum will start in his place. And again, Teddy Bridgewater is still out with that knee injury, but they say he should be ready to come off the PUP list and practice in 3 weeks. So we'll pay attention to that one. Also, a big game up in Foxborough between New England and Carolina. Rex Burkhead looks like he's going to be doubtful due to a rib injury. And also, Stephon Gilmore is going to be questionable for that game. That's the Patriots' cornerback. Carolina is concerned Ryan Khalil, their offensive lineman, is ruled out for Sunday's game due to a neck injury. Also, some important injuries to pass along. Darrell Worley, the cornerback, Curtis Samuel, the wide receiver, is out. And Thomas Davis, their all-pro linebacker, is going to be questionable due to a rib injury. And for my game of the week, the big Monday night matchup between the Redskins and the Chiefs, questionable will be running back Rob Kelly suffered a gruesome rib injury back in week three. Again, he's going to be questionable. Also, Jordan Reed is going to be questionable due to a rib and shoulder injury. Jamison Crowder is going to be questionable as well. That's their big play wide receiver due to a hamstring injury. As for Kansas City is concerned, some big important, let me see who we have, linebacker D. Ford is going to be questionable due to a lower back injury. And also, place kicker Cairo Santos was placed on injured reserve due to a groin injury. So that's going to be a big game. And also another big game this weekend is going to be Denver and Oakland. Bradley Roby, their cornerback for the Broncos, is questionable due to a foot injury. And also wide receiver Cody Latimer, questionable due to a knee injury. And as for the Raiders, Michael Crabtree, questionable due to a chest injury. Also Keith McGill, their safety, is questionable due with a foot injury. And Gary and Conley, questionable due to a shin injury. Now, week three, I need a bounce back as well because my week three was not – let me see, what was this? My week four, I beg your pardon, my week four was not good at all. 6 wins and 10 losses. So that makes my record so far this year 28 wins and 19 losses. So far, so good. I'm 1-0 Green Bay beat Chicago. And for my other picks in week four, I've got New Orleans beating Miami. I've got New England beating Carolina. The Jaguars take down the Jets. I've got Tennessee beating the Texans. Baltimore will beat Pittsburgh. Cincinnati beats Cleveland in the Battle of Ohio. Minnesota will take down Detroit. Dallas will beat the Rams. I've got Atlanta beating Buffalo. The Eagles will beat the Chargers. Arizona takes down the 49ers. I've got the Giants beating the Bucks. I've got Denver taking down Oakland. Seattle will beat Indianapolis. And in the Monday night game, I've got Washington beating Kansas City. And don't forget, as always, it's still early in the regular season, so if you want to pick up your copy, download your ebook of the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook. Again, it's available on Lulu.com, and I'll post up the link on the Facebook page, Sports Talk with Friends. Again, that's LULU.com. Lulu.com is the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook. I'm Ed Robinson, and this has been the Robinson Report.
Well, there you have it. So, Ed, let me tell you what was crazy. In your whole, like, you just been getting me right the whole year. I'm thinking it's week four. I'm thinking it's, I don't know which week it is. I guess that might explain why the technical difficulty. But, man, you've been instrumental because Crabtree starting in my fantasy football lineup. I didn't even know about his injury.
Well, wow. Now you know, my brother. Now you know.
Exactly. We just, I was like, wait, Crabtree? Whoa, okay. But, hey, let me say some words to you. This guide is designed to help you navigate through your 2017 regular season. This is also used as a template to help you win your way to success in your fantasy football league, fan football pools, and bragging rights amongst your peers. Have fun and enjoy the information. Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, that sounds very familiar to me.
Hey.
That sounds very familiar to me. That's a little snippet from my ebook.
Exactly. And, you know, it's still early in the season, and, you know, I might not, you know, I did lose last week. Like I said, last week was crazy for me, but the lowest I am is in sixth place. I'm not tripping on that. That's in the middle of the pack. That's just enough to see who the leader, who the movers and the shakers are. And once again, I credit that to your book, man. It's just been phenomenal. I do appreciate it. And once again, tell them where they can find you at. They find you, they find the book. What can the callers find you at?
Okay, well, the callers can find me, as always, on my website, therobinsonreport.net. That's therobinsonreport.net, therobinsonreport.net. That's your one-stop shop for your latest sports news and information. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook is available on Lulu.com, and I'll post up the link on the Facebook page. I'll post it up on the Facebook page, Sports Talk with Friends.
Man, once again, I do appreciate your time. Appreciate your analysts. Like, man, they don't know, like, what they don't let the callers know. You're not just reading this out of a magazine. Like, you're actually doing the footwork for this, right?
Absolutely. Like I said before, just providing my opinion on it, and hopefully the readers will go out there and take a heed to it and see if it helps them out from there.
Look. Let it be known. The Robinson Report gets you right. You lost, got to the L last week. But look, you're going to bounce back.
Absolutely.
Hey, so that's how we about to wrap this up. We about to get ready for this for the big league commissioner's pick. So, hey, once again, hey, we appreciate your time, brother. You have a great one.
Okay, you too, brother.
Thank you. All right, great. So we just, moving fast forward onto the big league. We got a commissioner's pick. So the game of the week this week, I don't know what this is, but Ezekiel Bread. I have no idea what that is. Butter Ezekiel Bread. Okay, well, in school they say if you say it fast, it might make, if you say a word you don't know fast, it might make sense. But we got Butter Ezekiel Bread. Hey, Joe, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You're feeling this thing cool with me, baby. So, what I'm saying? I'm about to slow boogie through the game of the week. That's Butter Ezekiel Bread versus Who's That Man's Mama? That's been that rookie in the league who's been killing the big league. He's currently numero uno. But the commissioner pick has Butter Ezekiel Bread winning the game. He's also the matchup point favorite by 8. Our next game is Instagram versus the Chosen One. Instagram comes in to this week 0-3 versus the Chosen One, who's 0-3. Joe, I don't know if a name like the Chosen One and a record 0-3 go together. I just don't understand that. But hey, points favor the Chosen One by 1 point in a commissioner pick in team Instagram. The next game is the Champ Is Here, who comes into week four, 1-2. Oh my goodness! Versus Team Lando Rambunctious, who's 2-1. The Champ Is Here. We're still waiting on that guy to show up because he took a bad L in week 3. But matchup point favorite Team Lando Rambunctious by 8. The commissioner picked Team Lando Rambunctious to win this one. Next game is Mayhem, who is our 2016 champ, coming in week 4, 1-2, versus Team Your Boy and Them, who's 2-1. All right, so can't go against the champ. The matchup points favor the champ by 11. Commissioner picked the champ to win this one, too. Garbage points matter. I'm telling you, these days here are just awesome. But Garbage Point Matter comes into this game 0-3 versus Something Spectacular, who comes into this game 3-0. Now, after 3 weeks, the commissioner in the league has watched this Something Spectacular show. They pulled rabbits out the hats, turtles out the hats. They even did a vanishing act. But the commissioner thinks that's going to stop in week 4 because matchup points favor Garbage Points Matter by 15, and the commissioner picked Garbage Points Matter too. But hey, I got a little hangout buddy here with me today. I got my son. Say something.
Hey.
Hey, that's your uncle right there. Garbage Points Matter. So you got to be cheering for him. So we're going to the next game. Survival of the Fit coming into this game 1-2 versus Life Support, who's 2-1. I don't know if with a name like Survival of the Fit, you're actually trying to win a game, but Life Support. The name says it all. Trying to put you on life support as he bulldozed to a week 4 win. Matchup points favor Survival of the Fit by 6. Commissioner pick Team Life Support. Now this is our last game in the big league before we move on to the floor, the Lee League, who's going to be red with a little spin. How you going to do it, Joe? You going to do something with it?
Yeah, this the raw style right here.
So our last game in the big league is Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, coming into this week 4, 2-1 after taking an L in week 3, which was unexpected. Of course, you could know that's my team. I got to boost my esteem up with that. But playing Daddy Daycare, who's the commissioner of the Lee League, who's 1-2. He know I'm about to put the smack down in this league, huh? Yeah, you got to talk that New Orleans. But, yeah, he's going to take another L this week. But Matchup point favor, Daddy Daycare by 9, commissioner pick. Hide your kids, hide your wives. So now as I take me a drink of water, we about to you need you some intro music, Joe, or you just gonna bust in the dough like a pimp? How you gonna do it?
We coming in this thing with the Cadillac. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce y'all to the floor of the lease section, Raw Style. We'll begin this thing off with the game of the week with Victoria's Secret and Insane Asylum. Victoria's Secret, 3-0, Insane Asylum, 3-0. The matchup favor Insane Asylum, the commissioner picked Victoria's Secret. But me, I'm a roll with Victoria's Secret because she got a Monday night game with Kareem Hunt, who already them averaged over 30 points in all this game so far. And Insane Asylum, I don't know if he heard the Eddie Rye report, but Jordan Reed is questionable. Second game, multiple score gasm and the recruit. Number 3 versus number 13. I'm giving this one to multiple score gasm. And also multiple score gasm, I see you then move Stephon Diggs into your starting roster. Number 3, third game we got on here. The champ is here versus Juice Team. I don't see the champ because I don't think he's here. With a record like 1-2. And Juice Team, he's 2-1. I pick Juice Team to go ahead and go to 3-1. And the champ to go to 1-3. Next game, you got your Hate Me, who's number 6, and Add 'Em Up, who's number 11. And this is going to be a good game right here because both of them came off of solid wins last week. And to be honest, I don't know, but I'm watching them. Next, we got Who Them, Woo Woo, versus Nighthawk Team. This is going to be a blowout, ladies and gentlemen. I know last week I said I was going to win, but this week I'm for sure. This is a blowout. Next, we got the rookie, who's 10th, versus, that's all you got, number 12. This game right here, I see it just going either way. That's all I can say about this one. Two bottom feeders. And the last game, hide your kids, hide your wife. I just see this damn right here going to the bounty hunters. I'm sorry, commission. But he got somebody named Tom Brady. That's all I got to say about that. Tom Brady. And that's my Raw report.
That was my response to, because see, I had a raw song after that, but after you picked me to lose, nah, that the Wheel of Fortune, nah, you don't get a fortune on that one, but yeah, I like that. That's cool. So yeah, you know, the price is wrong on that one, but yeah, touche. So we're going to move right along to the minor league report. The game of the week in this one is VA's Finest Team. Coming into this game, 1-2 versus Got 'Em Coach. Well, this is not a battle of the undefeated, but both of these teams are able to put up high numbers. So matchup points favor, Got 'Em Coach by 9, commissioner pick, VA's Finest. You know, hey, with a name like that, you got to roll with them. So we're going to move to the next game, Digby Eagle. That is my youth league Hawk I used to play for. So, you know, I can't ever go against them versus Ken's Terrific Team. So watch this. Rewind. Play. Digby Eagles was my Park youth park I used to play for. So, hey, matchup points favor them boys by 11. Commissioner pick Digby Eagles. Ground Chuck 3-0. Last week his name was Buffet Buster. I forget what his name was before that, but he's been pretty consistent with those names. And also these wins. So he comes into this week 3-0 versus Charles team, who comes into this game 3-0 too. So, hey, it's going to be a good game, but I'm an 80s baby. Charles is always in charge. Ground Chuck matchup points favor them by one. Commissioner pick Charles team. Phillip team comes into this week 2-1 versus King team, who's still looking for a W, 0-3. Matchup points favor Phillip's team by 12. Commissioner pick Phillip's team. Smoke and Ace, who's been smoking gas like that Bama, that bottom like that. But what they even call that mojo or something, because he's 0-3 versus Tyrone's team, who's 2-1. But some kind of way you can't go wrong with Smoking 8. You hear me? You roll the dice, you get an ace, roll it again. Smoking 8 team matchup point favor them by 5. The commissioner's pick Smoking 8 to win this one. So the last game we got Spicy Cooks in NOLA. I guess I didn't get the message that Cooks flew to Koopman is in New England. But I'm coming into this game 1-2 versus Tech Steel Curtain 817, who comes into this game 2-1. We played each other last year. He gave me an L. This year I'm going to bounce back. Matchup points favoring him by 13. Spicy Cooks in NOLA, of course, is who I'm pick. But, yeah, so that wraps up the commissioner's pick for all the leagues right now. So, man, Joe, we got some callers calling in. Anything hey. You want to add? What you think about this week? So, anything? Man, it's been crazy. It's been crazy. To say
yes,
the least. What do you think you're going to do this year? What do you think you're going to do this week?
Just like on the intro said, sometimes you take a L, but you're going to bounce back. And that's definitely what I think is going to happen this week. I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to work my way back up to the top.
Man, what I'm telling you, like, what's crazy is I'm feeling some type of way because I'm, like, the front runner for the Biggest Loser. Wait, did you vote against me?
Yes, sir. It's just a simple fact. He have a Tom Brady. A Tom Brady, sir.
Man, but yeah, so we about to move on to I'm gonna take some calls. Let's just switch it up. You ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, let's take some calls.
All right, we're about to take some calls. See who's on the line. Who's hanging out? Let's see what. The time, I think, yeah, I'm going to ride with this here. Let me see. I think, you know, look, it's week four. Week five is, week five is bye week. That's when the real coach come out.
Yeah, buddy.
Right, that's my time of the season. You know, so, hey, it's time to take the mask off. But I'm trying to get these callers in. Right now. They've been listening. I hope they think they heard the whole show. I wonder if you picked against them.
Jeez.
I think Paul the Scorgasm called back.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching him.
How far you think? You think you're going to make the playoffs?
So far. He gonna be on 4-0. I give him that. He advanced.
I don't know. Well, you know, what they say, a fast start sometimes means a slow finish.
That's true.
I'm just waiting to see if he could, if he can continue this momentum.
But at the end of the day, it's a little saying that I go by. Winners win. And I think that man is a winner. Starting off 4-0.
I appreciate that.
Wait, hold on, where'd that come from?
I've been here. I'm gonna hold it down for the lead. Hold it down. That's a small man right there. That's a small man right there. We're gonna finish strong, Commiss. Like last year, you know, we got that old fluke third place. It's all good, but we're gonna come back and bounce back and take the title this year. You got my word. 8-0 before I get my first loss.
8-0, that's big claims, partner. That's big plays, yeah. You know,
yeah,
so
I'm telling
you,
before I get my first loss, that's only because I have a bad week with people on a bye. I'm already calling it. It's okay.
Hey, I'm just letting you know that, you know, I threw that out there, letting you know that you've been scouted, though, you know?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Any true coach go scout their competition correctly. And if I'm not on their list, they don't know what they're talking about.
Hey.
You know, I'm about to get some drops for you. Like, man, you just be just boom. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so groovy. Look, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, cool. You heard me? You know how it is. Like, we winning over here. Now, when you can, I don't have to sing the song. I don't have to say, look, like, I'm going to bounce back. Because I don't have no reason to bounce back. I'm at the top. So,
oh, wait,
were
you on the wrong show?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I did bring somebody here that's winless, but I brought somebody in who's undefeated too now. I'm mad at you, Commiss, because you didn't make this game the game of the week.
Well,
you know, he's working hard in the little league. He's working hard in the little league down there. You know, he go kill the Charles team. I listen to
You gotta make some noise first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he never made no challenge. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, no, he doesn't. You know what changing his name is noise making. But I got a question, Commission. I hope for everybody who's listening. For anybody who's to score 55 points in 1 week in a little league, why is it that they're not the biggest loser of the week? I don't care what nobody else did. You score 55 points, you got to be the biggest loser. I understand that. Help me understand that.
Well, who you think the coach of the spicy cooked finola is?
Oh, yourself, of course. That's why I didn't want to throw it out there like that, because we're supposed to be cool. Although you pick it with me this week, I don't want that to happen. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
55 points.
Yeah, that I know. I did, you know. But, you know, it's like, since I'm out there, you know, I don't really put all that effort in that because, you know what I'm saying, like, the competition is not that strong in it. Just keep it 100. If you really want to start seeing competition, it's once you start paying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
That's
so you're saying the Buffet Busters, his win wasn't legit. That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying that because I'm a winner. And he won. So I congratulate his win. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I look at that lineup like two days before, and then, you know what I'm saying, maybe 30 minutes before, you know, I don't, you know, after minor league. I don't want to put too much stuff. So, but he got in the win, and that was good, you know, and that was impressive. But it was just, I missed points on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
These other coaches.
Like, I hope you're doing better going forward.
Oh, man. Hey, let me tell you this. I'm here for the long haul. I'm like a turtle, you hear me? I keep a to-go bag, you hear me? I'm Gucci. He'll see me back.
So
in
you,
the,
go,
in the
you will be a turtle. Start slow, but you're going to break your leg at the end so you can't finish? That's what you're saying?
I'm going to turn over and slide all the way to the finish line, old boy.
Oh, you
Hey, act like you played Mario Brothers. You know, you hook the turtle line, you take the turtle shell, you start ski skirt. Yo. Turtles get to the finish line too slow. All right, well, let's see. We got folks. They just dropped off. I just pulled them on, and they just dropped off. Who we got still on the line?
You know, Coach Hooden here now.
Right. All right, well, look, everybody, we're about to just wrap this thing up. But, hey, as you can tell, I am the biggest loser. There, you know, there's no reason, there's no need for me to announce it anymore. But yes, the league and the group has voted. This guy is week three biggest loser. So you know, week four I'm coming out strong. Wait, you know what? That's how. Let me find that. But you got anything? You got anything to holler for? We just close this thing out.
Yes. The last thing I gotta say is, week 8, 9, and 10 is when they count, coaches. That's when they really count.
Well, that's real talk, you know, because it starts in week 5. Once them bye weeks start hitting, hey, that's when it starts. You know, so, but hey, you know, they got me started up here now. Hey, we got somebody calling back. Let me hey, that's that coming out hard. That's that MJG right there. Cause see, that's how I'm coming out week four. I'm not taking any prisoners this week. But, yeah, you know. Oh, I know that snicker. We got somebody in there?
Yes, you do.
We got you back on the line, baby. I know where that.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry the connection got gone. But, you know, as I say, we're going to start strong. We're going to finish strong. Let's make sure that all the rest of the coaches know that multiple score guys are out here trying to take this title. And to Miss Victoria's Secret, I'm coming for you. And Mr. Life Support, although we're not in a league together, I don't know what's up with you and these fluke victories, but just let you know I did vote against you for the biggest loser nomination because I don't think any win versus you is anything to be repping about. I hope y'all your truck listening.
The hate is real.
Sir, the hate is real. And to the commission, look, I asked you to vote against me, and you vote with me. I'm glad you admit that you're trying to do it on purpose, but it's okay. It's okay. Good luck to the recruit, although Aaron Rodgers did drop 40 last night. Good luck.
Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, that was ugly. Yeah, that was ugly. So you said, when do you think, what do you think you're gonna make the playoffs?
That's not even a question. That's nice. Come on now, Commissioner. I'm gonna make it. Question is, I'm going to finish first or second. Because I think somebody going to make that. Because I understand what y'all say. Start slow, finish strong. And I think the last second surge by one of the teams that's at the bottom, 8 and below, going to make a last second pull or a push. And, you know, you never know. It might come up and catch me. But I'm going to be at the top. I ain't going to be no lower than 5 all year. I'm calling it now.
Smart man. That's what you got to do. You got to stay in the middle of, you know, to scout your team, you know, to scout the competition out. But, yeah, you know, you've been kicking up dirt and keeping, you know, getting some attention since you hopped in the league.
Oh, I appreciate that. That means I got some smart people in the league then.
We've been watching. But, man, you got to get word out to your partner, man. Like, you know, we put him on suicide watch. He's okay?
No, he killed himself. That's the problem. You heard that. You did a suicide watch. He gone, man. I can't. All I hear, the crazy part about it, you can't talk in a group until you get your first victory. So, you know, when you got your partner in the group and he can't talk to nobody else, you already know where the noise coming at, man. I can't take it anymore. We need to hurry up and get this victory. I wanted him on a slick. I wanted him to beat victorious last week. I wanted to try to help himself out. But, you know, I want to undefeated when I play in week 7. So I'm coming for it. I want that undefeated. I want me 6-0 or 5-1. I want it to be the game of the week. Put the bounty up. You know, I asked you that. We're going to make this work.
We watch it. You know, it's funny because you wasn't the only one that was voting against her to lose. I think Kid Joe, you know, Hoodoo, he wanted her to lose too.
Oh, yeah. She making noise. Yeah. And that's somebody I'm looking at my one eye open. She is, though. No lie. But let me tell you, I understand who them understand this. She better chill out with all them Raiders. Because them Raiders almost messed up and got that loss. I'm like, listening to me. I'll give you some advice. You better get away from them Raiders, because them Raiders not going to hold you down as much as you think they are. There's too many people on your team.
Well, there it is. You know, just dropped you a nugget. So, you know what they say, word to the wise is sufficient. And I did see it because I dropped the Oakland Raiders defense because they were exposed. They got exposed, and she picked them up. But when you got Kareem Hunt as your star player, you know, that's who's really leading the league. Because in the big league, the person at number one got Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. I understand that.
So do you think it's a fluke or is it skill? What y'all think? I got this call. I got another caller trying to call it. Let me see if I can get him in. What y'all think? Is it Kareem Hunt or is it the coach? Like,
Hunt. I'm not giving no credit. It's Hunt. It's Hunt all the way. It's Hunt all the way. She won by six. It's Hunt.
Oh, wait. So do you think Hunt?
Because look,
let me
throw this out there. And once again, I'm gonna give I'm gonna give him some credit too because he understands it. You got 25 on a bench on your defense, which outscored your other defense by 11. Blake Bortles, who dropped nowhere near where Prescott dropped. You got Gasol on the bench with Tay again. Also, you almost have half your points, 3/4 of your points on the bench. Well, you could have had him a blowout of the week, but you squeaked by with a 6-point victory. You talk about coaching, Commish. Come on now, that's not coaching.
Hey, like I said, winners win, and this man knows what he's talking about.
You gotta do it right. I told you, I left Diggs on a business and a message. I'm coming to get it. And I know he was going to have that breakout game because he always does well at home. But I left it on the bench and I let it known in the league that, hey, Commish, it's all good. I'm coming for it regardless of who I put in. All that matters is the W at the end.
Real. Oh, wait, so you were flexing. So you were like. Well, that's a little vlog. I didn't expect that part to drop. But, yeah, you know, so that's what you were putting on the – you kept Diggs on the bench to flex on the league.
Oh, on purpose. Oh, come on now. Come on. Think about it. You get 10 fantasy runners, fantasy coaches, and ask them to go put Diggs on the bench. How many going to say yeah? Come on now. I'm sending a message. And I still won by what, about 30 or 40? Whatever I won by, it don't matter. I put Diggs in there, I get the blow out of the week easy. But I don't want it like that.
It was funny, you know, because I'm in a big league and I got Diggs. I've got a similar lineup to yours, and I've been Diggs just a flex. You know what I'm saying? Like this came 100, but hey, but I took an L last week. But we got to
You got to represent.
Who is this? Just got in there.
Yo, this Ground Chuck this week.
Oh, no.
I had to holler at y'all, you know.
Okay.
That's 70-30 over there, Commissioner. That's 70-30. Ground Chuck.
Nah, dog. This 93-7, dog. All lean over here.
Hey, you can tell y'all too, Father, because he come on there like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at my damn, like, you don't know who I am seeing.
Yeah, you know, we're vibing with the joke, dog.
Cooler.
Yeah, man. I just had a call, man. She was howling with y'all, bro. Holler at the commish right quick.
Right.
Just figure out what happened.
Do appreciate the calling, man. After you didn't drop the L on me in week 3, like, right?
I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I seen that lineup you set up, so I just was like, man, I ain't even got to play this week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put anybody out there. Next
you know what? See, that's how people get locked out of their team, right, Joe?
too many victories. Too many victims get you locked up, huh?
On the team. Right there. He gonna hang up and be like, man, I can't change nobody.
He probably still beat you, bro. Watch out now. Watch out now. He making some noise in that little league.
I swear I'll do it. But nah, man, that was a good win, man. I did notice you. Looks like he got some fantasy football knowledge. How long you been playing?
Would have been about 5-6 years now, something like that. You know, I don't belong in the rookie league, if that's what you're asking. That competition ain't what's happening, you know.
Okay.
I'm getting a little bored with that, you know. But I'm going to send y'all a little message this week, you know what I'm saying, since this should have been a week I was game of the week since I'm playing the other undefeated cat, but man, Tripp, I'll be the last man standing when this week over with.
Hey, that's how it is, you know what I'm saying? You get the spotlight. You want the spotlight, be the last man standing, you know, because you got a lot of, you know, you got people watching. You know, you got me watching because you beat me.
But that wasn't personal, man. You can't take that personal. You know? Just business,
oh,
right?
No. Never personal. Never personal. I like competition.
No doubt. I just want to make sure you remember when I called first time, I told you I just came to win the championship, nothing else, you know what I'm saying? So. And none of this personal. It's just business for me, bro.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Like, who that was, Marshawn? Hey, I'm just here. I'm just here so I won't be fine. You just here so you get paid, huh? That's definitely
that's
how you get paid. That's definitely
that's
how you get paid.
Make sure everybody in your leagues don't notice. I'll be that next year.
Well, how old are you? You're
32.
80, baby? Okay.
Well, of course, 85.
Well, We probably heard this saying, well, they say don't count your ducks or your eggs. No, they say don't count your chicken before they hatch, right?
Yeah, they say that.
So,
they say that.
Yeah, you know? So, you know, earlier they would say, what, fast start, slow finish.
Yeah, I don't know where they do that at.
Okay.
I just keep going all the way through, you know? I don't get tired.
Louisiana down. That's what's in good Philly. But okay, you don't get tired. I like that. You just make sure we see you at the finish line. That's what I'm talking about. So what place you in the minor league?
I think I'm in second right now. You know, tiebreaker on the points.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
I've been first one.
Already. All right, so wait, we got co-host Joe for our team in the Florida League. Who them is? We about to wrap things up. Anything you want to say?
Call in next week. I like that.
Call in next week. That's what he said. So, hey, y'all call in next week. Call in today, call in tomorrow. Just make sure y'all call in on time. But, hey. Marvel Scorgasm, how you going to shake up the league? You're going to get a bounty on you, sir. I'm telling you.
Please, that's what I'm working for. I want that bounty to come. But the name say for next week, hide your kids, hide your wife. That's Ed, hide your team, because I'm coming for you next week. I'm already looking up for my lineup next week. I ain't worried about my lineup this week. Next week, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your team, because I'm coming for you. I'm raping everybody out here.
Wait, what's this? 9 to 20, 30, 40, 10, 12. I'm just rocking. I'm just messing with everybody. Brian, tell what you want to tell a call, you hear
me? Man, brother, just tell a call to keep watching. You get your popcorn ready. Show just started.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. So as we go out, hey, I got to let my sidekick face up.
Hope y'all enjoy. We be out here. Peace.
Wow. We about to get out. Y'all tune in next time. We about to do it youngster side. Here's the y'all can see my son up in the east.
Nike, no FaceTime, but the people wanna Skype. I stay on y'all mind, but oh, I think they like me. Clean pair of Knicks with a designer belt. Please watch yourself, cause I'm feeling myself. Throw a flag on the plate, man, somebody get the ref. Man, somebody get some help. Pull up on the block. Hit the court. 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 Get it down. I say get down, go and hit the floor. Show you how to hit the floor. Hit the floor. Hit the floor. Hit the floor. Get down, go and swing your arm. I say get down, go and hit the floor. Pull up on the rock and do the dash like crazy. The chick is hella hot, but I know this chick crazy. If I think she not, then that makes me crazy. We are both hot, so we are both crazy. Flexing always on my agenda. Your whole team, rat, your CEO is Malcolm Splinter. Want to hit the board and turn that island to a member. Now my whole team flexing. I think we got a winner. People want to dab it up, but they can't get none from it. I went to jail and snap it up, but at least I had fun money. People wanna rock around me, trying to steal my lingo. Just not sure when you talk about me, you say you're doing this thing, though. I shot, yeah. Hit the court. Hit the court.